If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. A few minutes after 6 on your Friday morning. Happy you're with us. I would like to reintroduce myself this morning, and that is Mark Cox, a budding IT expert. I'm in there trying to figure out why my computer is not functioning properly this morning, and it is quite frustrating. So I apologize. For that. I'm trying to do that for sure. I'm trying to pick up a second job, like the St. Louis police chief. Do you see that story?
Oh yeah, to make up for the $100,000 that he'd been receiving the last few years.
Yeah, I was texting with Reardon yesterday. He was talking about this story with there were two competing stories there. There's a story of the lady who called 911 in the city of St. Louis because of a domestic violence situation, and she was told that there were no officers to respond, and it took 2 hours for police to respond to her house. And in the meantime, she had been assaulted and had a gun held to her head and all this stuff. And I was listening to Reardon's show. I just texted him. I'm like, well, maybe if the police chief needs to pick up a second job, he needs to work within his own department, pick up a little OT. At which point I was informed that upper level command staff in the police department are not allowed to get overtime, like they're salaried individuals, and he could not work seconds in his own department if he wanted to. So Chief Tracy, I apologize for suggesting that outrageous statement yesterday. Here's what happened with the police chief. Remember, to lure him here, they supplemented his $170,000 city salary. A private group offered to pay him an extra $100,000 a year, and that deal ends at the stroke of midnight, I believe, this year. So he's renewed for 3 more years but he's going to lose $100,000 a year from salary. Now, you can be jealous of somebody who makes $300,000 a year. I mean, the little green monster can pop out on your shoulder and you can say, well, he's making plenty of money. But if you made $60,000 this year and suddenly that dropped to $30,000 the next year, it would hurt you economically because you probably adjusted your lifestyle to $60,000 a year or $80,000 a year, whatever you make. So I don't blame the chief for considering outside employment. Now, he had the option of not renewing his contract, I guess, and looking elsewhere. But the really sad part of this to me is he's making $183,000 a year, I think, in his new contract with the city. And people are saying, well, that's an outrageous salary. Competitively around the country, it's not. I mean, a lot of chiefs in a city this size are probably making 240, 250. That's not an unusual salary for a police chief in a city this big. It's not out of bounds that he's making $180,000 a year to run a department with 850 officers. I mean, it's a major metropolitan police department. The shocking thing to me is there are superintendents of districts around here making a whole lot more than the police chief in the city of St. Louis. And he's got, you could argue, a much bigger burden on his shoulders with the murders and the car break-ins and the carjackings and all of that. So I don't blame Chief Tracy for wanting more money or being sad that part of his salary got cut. But it does seem hard to believe that the chief of police of the city of St. Louis may have to pick up a secondary job working at the 7-Eleven or something.
Giving you your Slurpee?
I can't see him doing that, right? I don't know what that other job is going to be, and I guess it would be up to the police board to decide if it's appropriate.
Well, aren't there restrictions on what he even could do? Because a lot of the officers, you'll see him doing security, more or less a side hustle.
I don't know.
But there might be some things that he would be disqualified for. And you talk about how competitive, when you're comparing it to other cities, it's really not that much. In fact, it's lower than many cities. Then you also think about how much crime we have in the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
We are repeatedly at the top of the list for the most dangerous cities.
Maybe he could call Sam Page and get some advice on, second jobs. I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here as we move along. I mean,
Kim Gardner might know something about that.
Kim Gardner might.
There are a lot of people he could go to for advice.
Kim Gardner might know something about that, and you just never know. So we'll anyway. I if you hadn't heard that story, that kind of broke yesterday, and I was teasing Reardon about that last night. I think he's going to talk more about that on his roundtable this afternoon. In fact, and I think Nick Schroer is going to be on there. In fact, on the roundtable. So be sure and tune in this afternoon. A little later today, we're going to talk to our friend Annie Fry, midday host here on 97.1 FM Talk. She's doing a great thing for the community with her annual food drive that she does. She's doing it out at Ruler Foods in St. Charles. So we will get Annie on the air before the end of the show with more details. If you can swing by there, say hi to the gang, maybe donate some food. It's going to go to a lot of very thankful people this holiday season. So we will, just a quick reminder there, but more details on that. We got Congressman Eric Burleson coming up. We got J.J. Carafano is going to join us from Heritage this morning, we hope, if he's not flying around the world somewhere again.
Never know.
You just never know with Jim, but I can't wait to get his take on the whole tanker thing down in Venezuela, which apparently we've now moved it to a U.S. port, and we're keeping the oil. So that's good. Maybe we put it straight into the strategic reserve that Joe Biden drained during his 4 years in office just to try to subsidize the increase in gas prices that he forced with his stupid energy policies. I'm just saying, let's just dump it straight into the strategic reserve. I think that's a great idea. Seems like a America first idea, don't you think? I think so. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
With respect to the oil, that's a different issue. As you know, Peter, the vessel will go to a U.S. port, and the United States does intend to seize the oil. However, there is a legal process for the seizure of that oil, and that legal process will be followed.
Yeah, thank you very much, Caroline Levin, having to kind of explain what's going on there with that situation. We're going to follow the law. We're going to make sure that we're doing this. There's a process. That's what we're going to do, and what we're doing is perfectly legal.
Republicans just blocked the Democrats' bill for a clean, simple extension of the ACA tax credits. The last chance they had to ensure people's premiums do not skyrocket in the coming months.
Oh, please.
I wonder if he checked with his imaginary friends out there on Long Island before he made that statement yesterday to see how his imaginary friends are being impacted by the health care subsidies that might be going away because of the evil Republicans. Have a medium rare hamburger, Chuck, and be quiet, please.
We're working on a package of legislation that will reduce premiums for all Americans, not just 7% of them. And I've been talking to every one of these colleagues in the top districts about that. So stay tuned. There's more to come.
51-48, in case you were wondering. Where did that 48th vote come from? Rand Paul voted against the plan yesterday, which would have set up HSAs for Americans to buy their own health care, to take it out of the hands of the government, hence Obamacare, and the big health care companies. But they needed 60 votes to get it past cloture, and that didn't happen. So the Democrats are to blame for that health care bill fix not going forward yesterday.
The president is calling for a single national framework on AI, and in doing so, the White House is neutering state laws that they say prevent the U.S. from winning the AI race.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Kim? We've talked about AI at some length, and I've joked about Skynet and the fact that somebody may come back from the future one of these days and try to ward all this off as we go down this path of AI, artificial intelligence, two words, trying to control more of our lives. What the White House is suggesting here is that we need to control this nationally and not have a hodgepodge of 50 different state laws controlling AI. And I'm a states' rights guy, but I think he's probably right on this. You can't have crazy California doing one thing. I mean, you're going to have some sort of overlord looking over this. If not, it's going to control us sooner rather than later.
Agreed. It will get out of control if there's not some sort of regulation on it. And it would just be way too confusing to have every state making their own decisions about this.
I would think so. Listen to the rest of this report on the White House plans here.
They argue a patchwork of state laws is burdensome. They also add some of these laws can regulate beyond state borders, all of which hinder innovation and commerce. China is making big strides in the AI race. Its power system is considered the biggest in the world, and that amount of electricity is crucial for AI development. States that don't follow the new rules could see funding restrictions, all but ensuring the new policy has some teeth. The president is calling...
Yeah, so... I don't know where it goes. Apparently, there is a bipartisan group opposed to this plan by the White House. But you're going to hear more and more on this. It's going to become a bigger and bigger issue because we got to get our hands around it before it gets its hands around our throat, Dave. So you can see what's coming down the road. It is some frightening stuff. It really is. Kim, I'm interested to know. We've got the text line open this morning, 314-241-9797. We spurred some conversation earlier with this story on this coach from Michigan, and Kim and I are kind of at odds over maybe what was to blame for this situation up there. Do you blame the coach for not controlling himself? Do you blame the environment he was in for, you know, I don't know, what would you say?
I blame him. He just shouldn't have said it. He shouldn't have put himself in that position.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it. What are your thoughts on it? 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe, go spicy, go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel, play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Minute. If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Yeah, that is absolutely the truth. Welcome back in here. We get some of the craziest comments here on the text line, and you know, I guess that's the nature of it. We've opened it up, and you can text us your thoughts down here to 314-241-9797. Hopefully it's something beyond you suck. If you can bring yourself beyond those two words, then we can talk, and we may talk about you on the radio.
Well, technically, it was three words. He put, "You guys suck."
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for ramping it up a little bit this morning. We appreciate that. Somebody said to me, "Why aren't you talking about the fact that gold and silver have hit all-time highs?" Well, I mean, I'm not pitching gold and silver to anybody, so I guess I don't know. Gold hit a 7-week high. That's true. Silver is high as well. So unless you got a bunch of silver to sell, I don't know what exactly that means. Oftentimes, people are going into that for safety. Meanwhile, the stock market is at all-time highs, right? We did that and managed that again yesterday. Are you suggesting that this is an indication that people are nervous about the market? And we know there are corrections. They happen. It's going to happen. Gold is one way to hedge that a little bit. You certainly don't want to have all of it in gold, I would argue. But yeah, I mean, gold is what, $4,000-some an ounce now. I mean, that's just crazy. But I listened to this lady on MSDNC or whatever they're calling it now over there, MS Now, who talks about the affordability crisis and why it's Donald Trump's weakest point. He doesn't empathize with the American voters. And, you know, I'd lived through the George H.W. Bush era and him going to a grocery store, having never shopped in apparently his adult life and not knowing how a scanner worked. I mean, he was like a fish out of water, and it was an awkward moment, and shame on his media team back then for ever letting that happen. But it kind of exposed him as somebody who was sort of out of touch with the everyday person. And it hurt him against Bill Clinton. And I'll admit that. The Democrats think they have that point here again with Donald Trump. And I think they, as usual, considerably underestimate Donald Trump. But there's a lady on MSNBC this morning. Her name is Katie Kay. And with her lovely British or Australian accent, whichever one it is here, she's talking about why this is a big weak point for Trump. I'll let you listen to what she had to say here.
I mean, I think Peggy Noonan points to something very smart in her column this morning, which is that there is the president just isn't alive, is the way she phrases it, the anxieties of American people. And even when he's there touting the stock market, which, yes, is booming, it is what economists are calling this K-shaped economy. He's pointing to the people at the very top. But over a third of Americans don't even own stocks. So they're not reassured by the fact that the thing that he touts as a success is helpful to them because they don't own shares in the stock market. And at the meantime, he's out there in the Poconos saying that any talk of affordability is something of a hoax and belittling it and saying that the way they should handle it anyway is to buy less dolls, when Politico had that great survey of the economy recently. Americans are anxious about everything from they're missing healthcare trips, they're missing prescription drugs, they're skipping them because the prices are too high.
Yeah, well, prescription drugs are being addressed by this president in a way they haven't been addressed before. Whether you appreciate it or not, he's forcing some of these companies to lower their prices. On the stock market issue, she points out that a third of Americans aren't invested in the stock market. But if two-thirds are, they're taking part in that success as well. I mean, if you own a mutual fund, you're in the stock market. It's just a conglomeration of funds held within that mutual fund. You may not buy individual stocks and bonds, but you're still part of that. You're still participating in that success. My only point here is it's just semantics. The president's team has got to figure out better messaging on this other than just it's Joe Biden's fault. And I agree with that 100% because I know it's the truth. I've been preaching it for 5 years now, that what Biden did flew in the face of every bit of common sense on the economy. He gave money away. It was too much money chasing too few goods. It causes inflation. That's where we are. The inflation, those prices don't just drop. Unfortunately, that argument only gets you so far because people go to the cash register to check out at the grocery store and they're still paying a lot of money. And for some reason, they're under the impression that you were going to snap your fingers and change all that overnight. I mean, there's a lot of ignorance out there. There are a lot of low information voters, and that's who these media types are playing to. And the people that are forming the focus groups and the messaging for the Republican Party have to be smarter than that. They have to point out this, what we read you earlier about the trade deficit. I mean, to most people, that's a foreign concept. What does that mean? Well, It's at a five-year low because exports are surging. Why are they surging? Because of the trade deals the president made. That doesn't happen overnight, but already in the fourth quarter, they're looking at a huge jump in the GDP. All of these things are going to affect the economy and ultimately get more money in people's pockets to deal with the fact that Joe Biden raised prices in this country by 20 or 25% over his 4 years. And that's not just going away. But you got to proactively figure out ways to let people make more money to deal with it. That's part of the answer. So hopefully we get to that here at some point. All right, speaking of those numbers and the interest rates and all that, we'll get you a check of business from Nicole Murray straight ahead.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way.
That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with 7 terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Ron. Thank you for that. It was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. When I saw this headline, I'm like, that can't be right. There's no way that happened yesterday. Remember the Maryland man who was abducted by ICE, according to the left, and wrongly deported?
The Maryland father.
He's a Maryland man. A federal judge turned this wife abuser and trafficker and drug dealer and MS-13 gang member loose yesterday. This is the idiocy in our federal court, in this country, in our federal courts. A federal judge Thursday ordered the immediate release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia from federal custody. So hopefully his wife had some security when he arrived home in case he's ready to beat her again, as she's filed complaints about over the years. I just don't get it. Now, ICE said he has 14 hours to check in with ICE because he is on a deportation list. How do these courts keep running interference on this guy? He needs to be shipped off to, I don't know, Guantanamo or something. They need to get him out of the United States. My guess is that's still going to happen. But for right now, the Maryland man is back having cocktails with Democrats, no doubt, in Maryland, where he'll have a news conference later talking about how sad he's been being away from his family up in Maryland. I don't know. I'd be very surprised if Tom Homan is not all over that situation this morning, in case you had missed that particular story. All right, let's get to business, please. Nicole Murray, good morning to you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, that Gordon deal take a little bit of time off around the holidays, huh? How about that?
Yeah, we thought it would be good for him, you know.
let him have a little break there, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He puts up with a lot.
You guys have a big Compass Christmas party or what? What do you do up there to celebrate?
We're doing like a lunch, I think, next week. So I'm trying to figure out if there's a way I can Uber to the lunch so I can have a few
Of course you can. It's not going to be like out of state or something. There's no reason you can't do that.
Well, if they put it too early and all that, I got to go home and walk my dog in between. But we'll see. I got a new outfit for it and everything.
Wow. That's nice. Is it something the company pays for, or you guys have to pay for yourself?
Oh, the company pays.
Company pays for ours. We had to get together last night. Of course, the other two people in the studio here blew it off. But I went because I knew there would be people and festivities and food and, oh, yes, drink there. So we had a good time. But it was employees only. Spouses were not invited.
Oh wow!
To this,
didn't love that.
And I don't know. They're just cheap. For the length of time I've been in radio, we've never had a party where spouses were invited. It was just employees only.
Oh, I have. Not to mention, why on a Thursday?
Well, because it's cheaper. Of course.
All about that money.
I'm sure. Any space you were going to rent around the holidays on a Friday or Saturday, those are probably primetime prices, if I had to guess. I don't know how much money they saved doing it that way, but they did do it on a Thursday night.
They probably know that troublemakers like you and I would also take full advantage on a Friday.
Oh, that's true. But if you're Ubering, there was an open bar. So, I did have a cocktail, but I had to drive home. So.
Well, and maybe they just assumed people had other parties to go to on
that's
Friday.
True.
It's that
that's
time
true.
Of the year where I don't really have any to go to. And I'm kind of thankful for that because the holidays are so fun, but they can become stressful because your schedule is just packed with things.
Well, you had one last night and you blew it off.
That's true.
Hey, just pointing that out.
Hey, Nicole, do you have a gold star that you could give Mark that you could send to St. Louis for going to the party last night? He would really like to wear it.
Can give you a slow clap. Good job.
Thank you, too. I appreciate you. What's going on out there?
All right. Futures are currently mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials gained 646. The NASDAQ down 60. The S&P 500 up 14. The James S. McDonnell Foundation has announced it has appointed Edward Jones managing partner Penny Pennington to its board of directors. It is the first board member for the $600 million foundation from outside the McDonnell family. The McDonnell Foundation was created 75 years ago. Farmers in Missouri and Illinois say President Trump's recently announced $12 billion bailout will not restore the international markets they've lost to Trump's tariffs. Mike Steenhoek, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, says that while there is widespread appreciation among farmers for the financial help, farmers would rather have reliable places to sell their crops. Reddit has challenged Australia's teen social media ban, saying it is ineffective and disproportionate. The platform argued that the law goes too far by limiting teen participation in political discussion. Australia's ban came into effect on Wednesday and targeted 10 major platforms. Costco beat Wall Street's fiscal first quarter sales and revenue expectations. Sales rose 8.2%. Digital sales jumped 20.5% compared with the year ago quarter. The Warehouse Club does not share a full year outlook. Lululemon said its CEO Calvin McDonald will leave the athleisure retailer at the end of January following more than a year of underperformance. Lululemon announced his departure on the same day the company posted fiscal third quarter earnings that beat expectations. And finally, new data says that more than half of people make purchases purely for pleasure at least once a week.
Make purchases through what? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Purchases solely for pleasure.
Is that like a coffee that's $9?
That's $9, I guess like a new outfit or a new pair of shoes to make you feel jazzy kind of thing. I love these types of purchases.
Like, you know, I mean, what do you call those? Just like
impulse buys?
Impulse. That's why they put things on the end caps at stores, so you'll notice that first, and I've done that.
I mean, you're spoiling yourself, but anytime before I make these purchases, I say I deserve it.
Yeah, and that's how people get into a lot of debt. The treat yourself that came out from Parks and Recreation, well, not that maybe that started there, but that's where I kept hearing it was treat yourself. And you say that to yourself every time, like, I deserve this $50 shirt. And then, you know, 12 $50 shirts later, you're starting to regret it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about doing it 12 times a week because then it doesn't feel as special or, you know, like I don't get the same adrenaline rush if I'm doing it 12 times a week.
That's fair.
So, yeah.
Well, you know. I mean, people are doing it, and hopefully they have enough expendable income to get away with it.
I mean, you could buy me something, and I bet you'll feel just as happy.
Don't you remember Stuart Smalley? You have to say that to yourself every time you do it. Remember him from Saturday Night Live?
Nope.
I don't.
Oh, come on, you guys.
I guarantee they
so
don't.
So young. Listen. Just listen. It's pretty funny stuff. Just takes it a minute to
Daily
pull up.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley.
This is Saturday Night Live.
Was that when Saturday Night Live was actually funny?
He went on to become a senator.
United States Senator.
Wow.
Yeah. And was briefly on the radio, wasn't it? Didn't he do the radio for a while?
Yeah, he was on Air America.
Oh, I think so.
What a career.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is that
Al
what
Franken.
You sound like?
Al, what's that?
I said, is that what you sound like every morning?
No. I'm just saying that.
And I am amazing.
I'm good enough. I'm that's strong enough that you have to reaffirm yourself when you're making those spur of the moment purchases, particularly if you're like in a gun store and it's a $500 or $600 spur of the moment.
I deserve this $3,000.
I deserve this.
Don't let him lie, Nicole. He says this to himself every morning before he goes on air. Me and Kim
looks
have to watch
mirror,
it.
Looks in the mirror, has a whole routine. I am smart. I am beautiful.
That's what you have to think. Before you do that, that's all. That's all. Hey, exactly. Nicole, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Appreciate it. All right. Thank you. Kim, I started to bring this up earlier, but you said that we had gotten a few reactions on the text line there. You can text us your thoughts, 314-241-9797. Back on this Michigan coach situation, what were some of the ones that caught your attention.
So one person says, I think Kim saying you shouldn't hire someone you're attracted to. Another person says, I agree 100% with Kim. There's been many downfalls throughout the history of mankind, including the very first sin where man have had women as their weakness.
So we're just, Ethan, we can just blame women.
Whoa.
That's awesome. That's what you're saying,
this
right?
This is hard to
articulate. The original sin.
This is hard to articulate.
If she hadn't tempted him with that apple, think of what better shape we'd all be in.
So someone just commented, Kim, so only pretty people have affairs. What a crazy thought process. That's not what I'm saying at all. And let me try to clarify, but like I said, this is a little bit hard to articulate. My point is, ultimately, he has to take... He's accountable for his actions.
Correct.
Even if she's attractive, that doesn't justify in any way. It is not her fault that he did that. Okay. But do I believe he had the temptation because he had hired a young, attractive executive assistant? Yes, because he's a man, because we're all human and we're all fallen and broken. And you can sit here and say, well, you should control yourself, and you should. However, you're going to have that temptation. So why put yourself in that position? That's my point. If there's a fork in the road, choose to not go down that path.
He ultimately made his choice.
He did.
He put all of this on the line because he was not thinking straight. And he was thinking with the wrong body part. And now his $13 million salary is gone. His family's gone. And he's in jail for threatening to stab the girl who he cheated with. He's just insane. We're talking about the coach from the University of Michigan. And I just said, it. You can be tempted all day long. It's your responsibility as a man to be the master of your domain, period.
It is, but I use the example of people who dress in such a way where they expect men to not look. Again, please don't misconstrue what I'm saying as it's her fault or that he is not responsible for his actions, but... If you're walking around with that outfit on that's showing every single part of your body and you're saying, well, don't look at me, how can you not look? Like, ultimately, men are visual, and you're putting yourself in that position where there's going to be repeated temptation, and because humans we're fallen, we're broken, that thing can happen. So why put yourself in that position is what I'm saying.
So he should have hired a 60-year-old woman.
I'm just saying, you guys are stepping all over the place here.
I'm not blaming you.
I'm glad I'm not in the middle of this.
No,
I do not feel bad for what I'm saying. And you shouldn't be punished if you're attractive and not get a job just because you're attractive. I'm just making the comment that the whole Mike Pence thing about riding in the car or going to lunch with a man by yourself, I understand that. And I follow that to a degree. I don't text men. I don't have friendships with just men where I'm going and hanging out with them and confiding in them because I believe that's dishonoring to my husband. And I believe that it's opening myself up to temptation. That it's ultimately my choice that I am in a committed marriage and I would never do such a thing. However, unfortunately, things do happen. So why put yourself in that position?
I would agree. With that part of it, he should not have put himself in that situation. I agree with that, for sure. All right, quick break here. We're going to get to In Other News right after the break.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
You know, my wife's grandfather, my grandfather-in-law, was a tail gunner in World War II. And almost fell out of an airplane one time. And then his favorite line always was, why would anybody jump out of a perfectly good airplane? I've always thought that was great advice.
I did that.
Did you parachute?
I did.
I
went skydiving.
I almost did. But it always horrified me that you're that one in a million people whose chute doesn't work. Well, this happened in Australia yesterday or the day before. And... oh, no, it was back in September, but the video is just now being released. A guy's backup chute opened before he jumped, and it sucked him out the door and wrapped around the tail of the airplane.
I saw this video.
And he was just hanging back there.
I'm so glad I heard about this after I went skydiving.
So all of the other jumpers jumped, and this guy's hanging back there. The pilot finally slowed down. And thank goodness this guy was an experienced parachuter, and he was able to pull out a hook knife and cut the ropes to the parachute, which finally freed him. And then he free fell for a while, and he opened his main chute. But when he opened his main chute, it got wrapped up in what was left of the strings of the backup chute, and he was still able to maintain his calmness, I guess, enough to keep his wits about him to untangle that. And then he ended up surviving it,
imagine,
which is amazing.
If that were a first-time jumper, you can take an eight-hour... I went tandem, but you can take like a 7 or 8 hour class and go by yourself a solo jump out of the gate. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if that was your first time out?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, what if you didn't have a knife or something to could cut yourself free? I mean, hanging there? It's just a nightmare anyway.
Yeah.
That's why you don't do it.
Remember the raccoon that broke into a liquor store in Virginia and drank alcohol and then was found passed out in the bathroom next to the toilet?
I've never done that.
Well, that little drunken raccoon has already raised nearly $200,000 for a local animal shelter. They started making drunk raccoon merch, like t-shirts and like it says trashed panda, and it has the raccoon face down with a bottle of liquor spilled out.
Wait. Really? Like they just put his face like the lucky squirrel for the Cardinals?
The
rally squirrel?
Yeah, rally squirrel. In fact, I had a t-shirt. My parents got me a rally squirrel t-shirt. So you can buy a drunk panda t-shirt and help support the local animal shelter.
This is the shelter where the animal was taken. Is it the same shelter?
No, I'm not sure. I just know it's the Hanover County Animal Protection and Shelter.
All right.
And they're selling water bottles, hats, hoodies, t-shirts.
The whole thing. Good for them. Hey, remember the whole blow up over Cracker Barrel? I went there recently, actually. I took my daughter there for breakfast one morning to the one out in St. Charles County there at Highway K. And it was good. It was good. Prices have gone up. I don't know if the serving size is the same or not. But now the complaint about Cracker Barrel, there's a Fox News article on this. Cracker Barrel diners are sounding the alarm. And it has them furious because they say quality has dropped at the Cracker Barrel. The Uncle Herschel thing is past us, but now they're saying now you need to concentrate on what's going on. The Journal reported Cracker Barrel shifted from rolling biscuit dough as needed to baking larger batches and chilling it, removing some of the sides, including green beans, from stovetop kettles to ovens. And, like, just doing things that Grandma wouldn't do. So they want them to go back to doing things the way they used to do it.
And they cannot win.
I know. They're in the scope right now, aren't they?
Don't they realize people don't like change?
It's true.
So 6'7". I'm sorry to bring this up. 6'7". 6'7". It's very annoying. Well, apparently it's also very annoying for people who are calling out orders if you work at, say, a fast food restaurant. So annoying, in fact, that In-N-Out says it will no longer be announcing number 67 as an order number because teens were hysterical and they were causing a ruckus and they were trying to record the employee saying, order number 67. And so now In-N-Out won't say that. They're, I guess, just going to skip over it. And it's funny because Arby's is kind of trolling In-N-Out and responded to them doing that and called them cowards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the number you get for your order. How random would it be that you actually happen to be the 67th customer? It can't happen all that often, right?
Once a day, right? You're the 67th customer one time a day.
If it's a boomer, they're not going to know what the hell it means anyway.
And usually it would be early in the morning. A lot of people go there, like say McDonald's, for breakfast. So you're just sitting there in your booth waiting for them to say, order number 67. That's so funny. Let me record it.
But they got
just
a good,
hope it's a drive-through number.
Yeah, they got a good headline.
Yeah, really.
It. Wow. This is kind of concerning, this news. I hadn't seen this. Massachusetts health officials announced Tuesday the state has confirmed its first ever case of an incurable lung disease linked to exposure to quartz countertops. This is apparently a known thing, but the 40-year-old man who has worked in the stone countertop industry for 14 years was diagnosed with silicosis, a condition that can cause death. Who knew countertops were dangerous?
So is it the dust for when they cut them?
I have to assume.
Would you seal it or something? Like if you just have
one
in your
quartz,
kitchen? No. So. Okay. Well, thank you. I did not know that.
Yeah. That's why Sue's here.
When inhaled, the dust can scar your lung tissue.
Hey, I'm getting some hate for my tandem jump. They said a tandem jump's not a parachute jump. It's a carnival ride.
Oh, it's a carnival ride.
Haters gonna hate. I have pictures that it wasn't a carnival ride for me. I jumped out of a plane.
Congressman Eric Burleson coming up. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're the kind of person who reads ingredient labels for yourself, for your coffee creamer, for literally everything, it makes sense to care just as much about what you're feeding your dog. That's why so many dog parents are choosing Healthy Dogma. Healthy Dogma makes dog food with real, recognizable ingredients. No fillers, no mystery ingredients. Just thoughtfully sourced nutrition that actually makes sense. Their protein-added Pet Mix complete meals are gently dehydrated to preserve goodness and make life easier. And in minutes, mealtime is ready. It's simple, convenient, and feels like a better way to feed your dog without overthinking it. Because taking care of your dog shouldn't feel complicated. It should feel aligned with how you already live. Right now, you can save 20% on your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. That's 20% off your first purchase at HealthyDogma.com with code HEALTHY. Healthy Dogma, food made with care.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
You've probably heard it said, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And that idea applies not just to words, but to the way you move through life. It's about setting an example, taking the lead, and adapting to whatever comes your way. That's why people love the Range Rover Sport. It's a vehicle that embodies that mindset, blending power, poise, and performance. With its distinctly British design and exquisite interiors, it's immediately clear this isn't just a car. It's a statement. Inside, innovations like the cabin air purification system and active noise cancellation create a level of comfort and control that feels effortless. And with seven terrain modes and a choice of powerful engines, including a plug-in hybrid with an estimated range of 53 miles, the Range Rover Sport balances raw power with refinement. Dynamic, agile, and truly instinctive, it reflects a confident, intentional way of driving and living. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/US/sport.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.